It is time for Kaleidoscope, and this morning we get to talk with Luke Ewald and Courtney Newgard from the DVHHS. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad.
Good.
So let's see. This is kind of one of those signs that summer is wrapping up and colder weather. You picked the perfect day to come in.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah. I do like this weather, though.
Yes, it is kind of nice. But it does remind people that it won't be long and you're going to be wanting to wear coats. And that's one of the things we're talking about today. We're also talking about the back-to-school drive. So what do you think? Where do we want to start? Back to school?
Yeah. So I work for United Community Action Partnership, and we are gearing up for the school supply giveaway. The event takes place on August 26th from 2 to 5, and we partner with Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services when they do the Coats for Kids distribution. The back to school drive, like I said, will be held August 26th. It's for any households in Cottonwood County that are low to moderate income that might be in need of school supplies. And each kid will walk away with most of the school supplies that they need for the school year. We do our best.
Okay. Are there official guidelines as far as income for the family and things like that? Or if there's a need, you just show up? Or
yep.
Do you fill out applications? Or how does all that work?
Yep, there is an application. Families can fill it out at the event. We do gear it towards low to moderate income, but if someone had a life event happen where they can't pay for school supplies that year, we do our best to accommodate. So if anyone's in need of school supplies, they can just show up on August 26th, and we'll do our best to get them what they need.
Where's this happen?
It is happening at the BARC building in the gym here in Windham.
And it is actually a big combined event.
Yes.
Okay. So what kind of, are you looking for donations then as well? Or at this point, are you looking for people to apply?
We are looking for donations. This is strictly offered by donations, actually. So we don't have any grant funding for this giveaway. So we are seeking any monetary donations from businesses or individuals in the communities, and we can also use donations of glue sticks, glue bottles, and, of course, college-ruled notebooks and backpacks. But otherwise, we have most of the other school supplies on hand for the giveaway.
Okay, very good. So if you want to help out, all you have to do is make a donation.
Yes.
That's easy.
Yes, donations can be dropped off at our UCAP office here in Windham at the BARC building.
Okay, and as far as the applications, then you don't need to do anything beforehand. You just show up there?
Nope, nothing in advance. I mean, families can apply early if they want to, but we just allow them to fill out the paperwork before they pick up their backpack.
Okay, very good. Now, this is part of what's going to be a very big day then between the school supplies and the coats for kids.
Yeah. In fact, I bet there's some folks wearing a coat right now in this weather.
Yeah. There very well might be.
I mean, I see some folks wearing coats or long sleeves even in this heat. You know, when we
feels like 100 degrees.
Don't understand some folks. But yeah, so the coat drive, I think I've been doing this since 2020 or so. It's been a few moons. It's great. Great to partner with UCAP. It just makes a lot of sense. I know over the years it's been, our event has been held in September or October, but the turnout was always limited. You know, it may have been 10 to 30 folks that would come through for a coat. But when you combine it with a back-to-school drive, you get, almost 300 or so a month?
Probably about 250 kids coming through. So it's a pretty big event.
Okay. Yeah.
Partnership.
Yeah, so it just makes a lot more sense. I remember we had some dates where it was like 98 degrees outside, but folks still came. I mean, that was just a couple years ago. It's very similar. It's, can do monetary or just donate coats. The locations that we have, drop boxes, of course, you can bring them to Windham. Health and Human Services, so here, whether it's Public Health or Human Services in Windham, the American Lutheran Church, Windham Area Health, the Baptist Church, the Windham Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, The BARC building, or you could really just drop it off at UCAP in the BARC, in the First Presbyterian Church. So there's a basically almost all the churches in Windham. It's great that they have been over the years, great partners with this, to have them allow us to have boxes.
So it's coats for kids, but kids would include through high school, right? So you need all sizes of coats.
Yep, that's a great question. So, we do have some material or some winter items for adults. Also, some folks may drop off like an adult size jacket, right? So there could be winter gear for adults as well. But it is, yes, it's K through 12. We even have some maybe preschool age, jackets that we get in. So coats, gloves, mittens, snow pants, boots are welcomed, but not everyone has the same size foot.
Sure.
So we over the years, we've actually kind of stopped even purchasing boots. Just they're expensive, right? And it's hard to determine the different size feet, right?
Right.
But if you have any that are in good shape, you're welcome to donate them. The coats, the gloves, mittens, snow pants, jackets, we ask that, that they're lightly used, not, damaged,
Make sure the zippers work, things like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Make sure that the zippers work. Any donation is encouraged.
Now, if you don't have used coats or haven't had kids in the house, you will also take monetary donations.
Yeah. Yep. And if you would like to donate, you can just write like a check out, for example. You could just write like to Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services is fine. You could just drop it off at the Windham Public Health Office or Human Service Office.
Now, when you say slightly used, new is also okay.
Yes.
You're not going to turn away new
shirts.
Sure.
Yeah. And we've, over the years, we've had some folks donate like basically brand new coats,
sure.
With the tag still on and everything, right? So those are also welcome. Same as gloves, snow pants, all that stuff.
Now, if we're talking school supplies, we're probably talking new supplies.
Yes, preferably.
Used erasers don't cut it.
They just don't work the greatest.
Okay.
We also may not want some like test M, ideas that were put on a notebook from last year.
Yeah, half used notebooks.
Yeah, yes. You never know, right? Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about when this is happening again.
It's happening August 26th from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay, and it's at the BARC.
Yep.
So it's a couple weeks away, but it really is coming quick. But there is still plenty of time to make donations. And then hopefully a big turnout for the event. And 250, 300 kids, that's a lot.
Yes.
A lot of coats and a lot of school supplies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And on the note of the date, I probably will pick up coats around August 19th, like the week of August 19th. So that'll give time to kind of sort through all the donations and get them organized.
And you kind of have to set them up by size and everything else too.
It can be a salad, yes.
Yeah, I'll bet that's a big job.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do we need to mention? Anything else we need to make sure we remember?
Well, like we mentioned, this event is possible by donations from businesses and community members, so we appreciate everyone's help making the event successful.
Yeah. Nope, I would echo that. And I can just list off the donation sites again, so the Windham, Health and Human Service Offices, American Lutheran Church, Windham Area Health, the Baptist Church, the Methodist Church, the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, the BARC building, you could just do UCAP, I suppose, and then First Presbyterian Church of Windham.
You don't have to go very far to find a donation spot.
No, and I think even here, if you wanted to do the radio,
absolutely,
you could drop them off here.
Yeah, we've got a box for school supplies, and we've got plenty of hangers. We can hang up some coats if you want to drop them off here.
There you go. Hang them up. Why not? Yeah, I like it.
Very good. All right, Courtney, Luke, anything else we need to mention?
No, I appreciate you folks letting us come in and chat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. It is going to be a big day. And again, it's August 26th.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And the time?
2 to 5 p.m.
2 yeah. to 5.
Estimated weather might be 98 degrees again, right? You never know.
Right. Who knows? Yeah. That's right. All right. Well, thank you guys for coming
in
today. That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.